It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week, we bring a list of music and interviews from the bands of New Jersey rock. Coming up, Kenny Dubman tells us about his upcoming show in Red Bank. Rock a great track from Weapons of New's latest EP. Sunsets from Jupiter calls into the show, and Sonic Boom rocks Philly. But first, let's get off the show with a track from Above the Moon's Patterns You Create EP. Here's The Gray on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. The band is currently working on a new EP, and they're raising funds to produce the effort. Learn more at AboveTheMoonMusic.com. Joining us over the phone is Kenny Dubman. Kenny Dubman and the Fearless Four rock the Red Bank Elks Lodge on Saturday, February 8th. Kenny, thanks for calling into the show.
You bet, Tom. Thanks. Always a pleasure to be on, man. Thanks for having me.
It's always awesome having you on. And you've had an addition to your band since the last time I spoke to you. Dave DiPietro of TT Quick is now playing with you.
Yes, he is. Dave is, Dave and I have been buddies for probably 30 years, and the time was right for him. I had asked him quite a while back, and it wasn't the right time for him. But now he's fully committed, and I couldn't be more happy to have him in the band. He's a great guy, and of course, just a monster player.
And that's going to be great to catch him with you on stage Saturday, February 8th, over at the Red Bank Elks Lodge. How can someone get tickets? Just at the door, or are there advanced sales available?
Yeah, they can get them at the door. I definitely recommend advanced because we're a third sold already, and I just put them out. Really, the best way is to reach out to me on social media, either on Facebook as Ken Dubman or on Instagram as Kenny Dubman. You know, anybody can access me through either of those two social media platforms, and that's probably the best way to do it.
Awesome. And the Red Bank Elks Lodge, I mean, that's a great location. It's right on West Front Street in the middle of everything, right down the street from the downtown, yep. Right on the water. So it's an awesome location. Usually when you think of an Elks Lodge, you don't think of one being in such a place, but it's a great spot for music in general. And of course, you have two albums out right now, the most recent ones, American Songbook and Reckless Abandon. How could someone get a copy of those?
You just go online and just type in my name. That's literally all you have to do. Google Kenny Dubman, it'll take you to every online platform. It'll take you to my website. I mean, they're super easy to find. It's not a problem.
And the track we're doing, tell us about Sunset Serenade.
Yeah, so Sunset Serenade is about an evil deed by an evil man. And he ultimately, you know, he realizes he has to, you know, pay the piper for what he's done. And that's all I can tell you. Listen to the lyrics and go down that path. It's dark.
Kenny Dubman and the Fearless Four rock the Red Bank Elks Lodge on Saturday, February 8th. Kenny, thank you so much for calling into the show.
You bet, man. Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Hell yeah. Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Kenny Dubman with Sunset Serenade on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Stand back on my feet. Catch my breath. Hey, it's Freddie Ordean from the band Weapons of Anew, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9, the Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Right before my eyes, the world starts to fade out. Anger scurries through my veins when there's no one around. Depression can turn itself into quiet desperation. We kill for just one perfect day. Nothing's ever perfect. Free me from this moment that I thought would never end at all. Bring me to where you are. Someone stop the world so I can get on. My mind starts to wonder, how can I live when I don't like what's become of me? Your memory starts to fade away, tear myself to pieces. Now all that's left is broken trust. We grind those pieces into dust. Free me from this moment. Fades on, so I breathe you in, and the world fades on, so I breathe you in, and the world it fades on, so I breathe you in, I breathe you in, I breathe you in. I don't care about anything but this moment with you. Don't care about anything but this moment with you. I don't care about anything but this moment with you. Don't care, I don't care, I don't care, I don't care.
Weapons of Anew with the acoustic version of Moment on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. That's from the band's 2019 tour special EP. It's available now at weaponsofanew.com. And if you're listening to this in California, you can catch them at House of Blues in Anaheim on January 16th.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Joining us over the phone are Clay, Danny, Andrew, and Tom of Sunsets from Jupiter. Catch them at the Light of Day Winterfest at the Stone Pony in Asbury Park on January 19th. Guys, thanks for calling into the show.
Thanks for having us, Tom.
Hell yeah, it's awesome having the full band calling in for this week's podcast episode. And your debut album, An Alien Feeling, is out now. How could someone get a copy of that?
You can reach us on our Instagram page, our website at sunsetsfromjupiter.com. If you come to one of our shows, we can get you a physical copy, or it's streaming on Apple Music, Spotify, and Amazon.
And you're rocking a number of dates coming up. The closest one, of course, is January 19th, Light of Day Winterfest over at the Stone Pony in Asbury Park. That's going to be awesome. What can people expect from you guys?
From this show, you can expect us to play some of our best hits from our album, plus a bunch of covers just to entice the crowd with some very, very nice music.
How'd you guys get involved with Light of Day?
We wound up getting involved through Rob Dye.
because we met him during a lot of the Jamie and Soap mic nights that he runs in Red Bank, and we slowly just grew closer with him through that. And eventually, I think a year or two ago, we wound up getting a spot on the acoustic stage at the Thayer's Light of Day. But since then, we've now moved up to get a full spot.
Do you guys have tickets for the Light of Day show, or people just go to the Stone Pony box office?
We have advance tickets, which are a little bit cheaper. They are $15 in advance, and you can, again, contact us through any of our social media, email, website, and we can get those to you, or you can buy them at the door for $20.
Awesome. That's January 19th over at the Stone Pony in Asbury Park. You guys are on at like 5:25, correct?
Yep.
And beyond that, January 25th, you're rocking the Brighton Bar in Long Branch, and then February 1st at the Clubhouse of Toms River. I like that you guys have a lot going on. What's the best way for someone to keep track of everything that Sunsets from Jupiter is up to?
You can check out our Instagram at sunsetsfromjupiter.band or go on our website, sunsetsfromjupiter.com. We put all of our, you know, latest and greatest on both of those. So for any news on the band, check those out.
I'm looking forward to having you guys on the on-air show. Sunsets from Jupiter will be the Jersey Rock Band of the Week for the week of January 19th through the 25th. So starting when you guys rock Light of Day Winterfest, will be featured as our Band of the Week on the on-air show on January 21st, 22nd, 23rd at 11:30 p.m. The track we're doing tonight on this podcast episode, tell us about No TV.
So No TV, it's really rhythm-oriented. It gets people moving the most out of a lot of our songs. It's very bass-heavy. It's really just, we bring out a lot of energy for this one, which gets people moving. It's smooth, and it's overall really one of our best tracks.
Clay, Danny, Andrew, and Tom of Sunsets from Jupiter. Catch them on Jersey Rock January 21st, 22nd, 23rd, and don't miss them at the Light of Day Foundation Winterfest at the Stone Pony in Asbury Park on Sunday, January 19th. They're rocking the stage around 5:25 p.m. Guys, thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks for having us, Tom.
Hell yeah. Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Sunsets from Jupiter with No TV on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
You always find a way. Hey, this is Max from Sonic Bloom, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9, the Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
What did I do? Thank you.
Sonic Bloom, that's Raincoat on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. Catch them in action at the World Cafe in Philadelphia on January 31st. More info at sonicbloom.com. That does it for this week's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode, or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter, The Club Rat, and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock and 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 to hear Garden State talent rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on the show, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.